You are listening to Christian Audio's production of 828, When Love Didn't Give Up, by Larissa Murphy and Ian Murphy. This book is read by Aaron Spencer. This audio recording was produced in 2014 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. This edition is issued by contractual arrangement with B&H Publishing Group, originally published in English as 828, When Love Didn't Give Up. Copyright 2014 by Larissa Murphy and Ian Murphy. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Dedication. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Written for our dad and teacher, Steve Murphy, who has gone before us and now knows that all of this is worth it. August 28, 1960 to October 8, 2009. With courage, we write this, in hopes that we all move forward together in loving God more than loving comfort. Prologue. October 9th, 2006. From Steve Murphy, Ian's dad. It's been remarkable to me how much Mary and I have been at peace through this difficult experience. The Lord's grace has been present, even while grief overcomes us at different points. I had to talk to the insurance people about the car today, and for some reason I was really emotional talking to him about taking away the car that Ian was driving. I can tell that Mary is overcome at points too, but I can tell she's also at peace. We really are in faith at this point for whatever God has, but like you, we're praying for an extraordinary miracle for Ian. God gives life and sustains life. God breathed new life into me when he saved me and made me a new creature. It's nothing for him to raise Ian up from this coma. Thank you for the faith you have exhibited for a miracle. It's humbling, and we're grateful for your prayers. Originally posted on PrayForIan.com. A note from Ian. I just want to say that I love Larissa. God gave me a great thing in her. Larissa is my brain for book writing, because I don't remember the years after my accident. It would be hard trusting Larissa to write down our story if I didn't love her. But I do, so all is well. My hope is that you walk away from this book with something to think about, because I want God to use this to make us better people and strengthen relationships. Trust God. He's bigger than your story. He's bigger than ours. Chapter 1. I sank down into my nap, covering my tired feet in the white down comforter, aching from another high-heeled day. The clouds settled over and in between my toes, legs, waist, and body, as its goose feathers warmed my skin. My husband wasn't home yet, and I was intent on making full use of this half hour of quiet. I glanced toward the unopened mail, the dirty sheets on the chair, and the half-full cups on the table, but allowed my eyes to drift shut before dwelling on what else I should be doing. All I could think of was rest before I would be forced to swing my legs to the edge of the mattress and out from under my little cocoon of heat. As tiredness overcame me, my mind slipped in and out of sleep, thoughts rattling around in my groggy head until I couldn't distinguish between dreams and reality. I started feeling like I didn't remember him anymore. I couldn't remember his smile. I couldn't hear what his laugh sounded like or picture the way he walked. I couldn't find that place in me anymore that knew him, the part of my mind that stored the tone of his voice and the way he grabbed his stomach when he laughed hard. The thoughts I counted on to keep me going.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?